So my husband got a haircut today. The first time I tried, he kept asking me if I knew what I was doing. And with as much courage as I could muster, and with my hand shaking just a little bit, I told him to trust me. Now, in retrospect, I think that response was meant to reassure me as much as it was meant to reassure him. And I suppose that it worked, because for the last 30 years, I have faithfully cut his hair every few weeks. And while he may trust me now, I still have to reassure myself, either silently or aloud, that all will be well. When Jesus bent down to wash Peter's feet, Jesus had to reassure Peter as well. "Trust me," Jesus said. "I know this doesn't make sense right now, but eventually it will." Peter received that cryptic pastoral message about the same way that most of us do. "What do you mean, Jesus? Why now? Why me? And how do you know that it will be okay?" No wonder Peter was confused. It is hard to imagine God stooping down from heaven to wash dirty feet. And it is even harder to understand how and why God would willingly suffer and die like all of us. Peter was exacerbated. So are we. "Jesus, we don't know what is happening right now, but please help us understand." Today marks the start of the Triduum. For the next 3 days, we will remember Jesus' final hours with his disciples. We will participate in his betrayal, and we will witness his crucifixion and his death. And at the end, we will discover that death never, ever has the last word. The Triduum marks the culmination of this Holy Week pilgrimage. But this year, that holy work and our sacred journey is complicated. Tonight, this nave is all but empty. And honestly, it feels more like an empty tomb that is waiting to accept the tortured body of our Lord and Savior. The tender acts that Jesus asks us to do tonight will be done in kitchens and living rooms across this city. And for some, that will come as a relief. But for others, this will be a challenge. For some of you, this will be the very first time that you have washed the feet of other people who live with you. For others, it may be the very first time that you have washed your own feet and hands with intention by yourself. Without the safety and the anonymity of this nave, what you do may feel awkward. You may feel exposed and vulnerable. And that's okay. And then there are our emotions. Tonight, our hearts are heavy. The anticipation of what is to come has been replaced by the confusion of what is. We worry not only for Jesus, we also grieve for our uncertain future, for ourselves, for our families, and for the whole world. Maybe that's what was on Jesus' mind on the eve of his death. Maybe that's why this Triduum is so important right now. Tonight we practice the ancient rituals of our ancestors. The congregation of Israel sheltered in place as a destructive plague ravaged their world. They also offered prayers and shared meals together while they were in place sheltering. And tonight, so do we. The disciples crammed together with Jesus in the living room. They prepared to recall that same Passover story, and they ate a simple meal. And then Jesus threw in this twist. He washed the feet of his disciples, and he commanded them to do the same. On that night, Jesus shattered the boundaries that tried to contain love. Tonight, Jesus shatters those same fetters that bind our hearts and minds. Tonight, we recall those same stories, and we practice those same rituals, because that's what Jesus asks us to do. But this is no ordinary ask by Jesus. We remember, but not in the way that people recall facts or tell stories around campfires. What happens tonight gets at something deeper, something universal, something that is timeless. God's people have always been in tough spots, and we will be again in the future. Hardship and suffering are part of the human experience. And while God is not the cause of those, neither is God absent or exempted from them either. The cross is evidence of that. The sacred stories that we hear tonight remind us of those realities. They give meaning to the hard experiences of life, including the ones that we go through now. And they also provide a way forward. Put simply, what happens tonight helps us to have a framework for how we can put together and back together the pieces of our shattered and broken lives. By remembering, we and God will find a way forward. What happens tonight is also deeply incarnational. What happens in your homes and in this place, it is not limited to a special liturgy on a high holy day. That's not what Jesus had in mind when he washed the feet of his disciples and then commanded them to do the same. That example that he set before us is meant to be embraced and embodied by all people for the rest of time. That is how the body of Christ is remembered. And that is also how that same body shows up day after day after day, healing what is broken and hurting in this world. What happens tonight also says something about the future, and not just yours or mine. Love embodied is love anticipated. But this love is not an exclusive right that is limited to a certain group of people. Nor is that love something that is supposed to benefit one group of people at the expense of another. God has never been interested in that kind of love, and I don't think that we are either. That is one reason why we shelter in place, to protect ourselves and those who we will never know. That is why we wash our hands and keep our safe distance from each other. It is why we wear face masks in public, because that is one of the ways that we embody care for our neighbor and for the stranger alike. Jesus commands us to love one another as Jesus loves us. In a couple of minutes, you will be invited to put that commandment into practice in your homes. You will wash the feet of those who are with you. And if you are by yourself, you will wash your hands and your feet with special intention for yourself and for God. And then you will eat a meal, and you will offer prayers, and you will read sacred scripture. Whether you are with others or whether you are by yourself, know that Jesus is right alongside you, accompanying you in these sacred acts. So is God. God is both guest and host at every table, in every place. God is right there and right here, giving thanks for you and for your love. Now go and embody that same love in all that you do.